Hey everyone, welcome back to brand new episode of Astrophysicast podcast, where we deep dive into topics of astronomy and astrophysics. This is Krishna Bulchandani and I have with me Shweta Ramkumar. Hi Shweta.
Hi Krishna, hi everyone.
So today we'll be talking about one of the greatest quests of modern science, that is expansion of universe. So let me start by telling a bit about it. So the expansion of universe is the increase in distance between any two given gravitationally unbound parts of the observable universe with time. It is an intrinsic expansion whereby the scale of space itself changes. The universe does not expand into anything and does not require space to exist outside it. Technically, neither space nor object in space move. Instead, it is the metric which governs the size and geometry of space-time itself that changes in scale. So as the spatial part of the universe space-time metrics increases in scale, objects become more distant from one another at ever-increasing speed.
And to any observer in the universe, it appears that all of space is expanding and that all but the nearest galaxies recede at speeds that are proportional to their distance from the observer. But while objects within space cannot travel faster than light, this limitation does not apply to the effects of changes in the metric itself. Therefore, objects existing at a great enough distance from, say, a potential observer like you and I, are receding at a speed which exceeds even the speed of light. And they cannot be observed, which therefore limits the size of our observable universe. So, Krishna, what do scientists mean when they say that the universe is expanding?
Okay, so what they mean is that it has been growing ever since its beginning with Big Bang, right? So the galaxies outside of our own are moving away from us, and the ones that are farthest away are moving fastest. Put it more simply, this means that no matter what galaxy you happen to be in, all the other galaxies are moving away from you.
But however, the galaxies are not moving through space, they're moving in space because space is also moving. In other words, the universe has no center. Everything is moving away from everything else. So if you imagine, say, a grid of space with a galaxy every million light years or so, after enough time passes, this grid will also stretch out so that the galaxies are spread to every 2 million light years and so on, even possibly to infinity.
Yeah, and we know that the universe encompasses everything in its existence, from smallest atom to largest galaxy. Since forming from about 13.7 billion years ago in the Big Bang, it has been expanding and may be infinite in its scope. And the part of the universe of which we have knowledge is called observable universe, meaning the region around Earth from which light has had time to reach us.
Wow. And one famous analogy to explain the expanding universe is, say, imagining the universe like a loaf of, say, a raisin bread dough. And as the bread rises and expands, the raisins move farther away from each other, but they're still stuck in the dough, right? So in the case of the universe, it's the same. There may be raisins out there that we cannot see anymore because they've moved away so fast that their light has never reached Earth. But fortunately, gravity is in control of all things at the local level and therefore keeps our raisins together.
Well, that's a nice way to put it. So who figured this out, that our universe is expanding? So the American astronomer, I guess we all have heard his name, it's Edwin Hubble. He made observation in around 1925. He proved that there is a direct relationship between speeds of distant galaxies and their distances from Earth. So this observation of his that galaxies are moving away from Earth at speeds proportional to their distance is known as Hubble's law. And to honor his work, the Hubble Space Telescope was named after him. And there is one more important parameter I want to include here, which is Hubble constant. It is a number that describes the rate of cosmic expansion relating the apparent recession velocities of external galaxies to their distance.
That's right. So you might be wondering, after all of this, is the universe actually infinite? It might be easier to explain about the beginning of the universe and the Big Bang Theory than to talk about how it will end, which will perhaps be, it's also called as a Big Crunch. But it's possible that the universe will last forever, or it may be crushed out of existence, say in a reverse of the Big Bang scenario. But that would be so far in the future that it might as well be infinite. Until recently, cosmologists, who are scientists that study the universe, assumed that the rate of the universe's expansion was slowing due to the effects of gravity. However, current research indicates that the universe may expand to eternity. But research continues, and new studies of supernovae in remote galaxies and a force which is called as the dark energy may modify the possible fates of the universe.
Yeah, and nowadays we have been hearing that our universe is expanding faster than it should be, right? So what is speeding up this expansion? So to answer that, the discrepancy between how fast the universe seems to expanding and how fast we expect it to expand is one of cosmology's most stubbornly persistent anomalies, right? And cosmologists base their expectation of the expansion rate, a rate known as Hubble constant, on measurement of radiation emitted shortly after Big Bang. So this radiation revealed the precise ingredient of early universe, and cosmologists plug the ingredients into their model of cosmic evolution and run the model forward to see how quickly space should be expanding today.
Wow. But yet, the prediction falls short. When cosmologists observe astronomical objects such as pulsating stars and exploding supernovas, they see a universe that's expanding faster with, say, a larger Hubble constant. The discrepancy, known as the Hubble tension, has persisted even as all measurements have grown more precise. Some astrophysicists continue to debate whether the tension might be nothing more than measurement. But if the discrepancy is real, it means that something is missing from cosmologists' model of the universe.
Exactly. And recently, theorists have been busy imagining new cosmic ingredients that when added to standard model would rev up universe expected expansion rate and make it match observation. And we know that discovering anomalies is the fundamental way that science makes progress, right? So there are some ideas for what could be speeding up cosmic expansion. Shweta, would you like to tell us about it?
Yeah. So the first one might be leaking dark matter. The standard model assumes that dark matter consists of slowly moving particles that do not interact with light. But what if we also assume that dark matter is not just made of a single substance? Since many different kinds of visible particles exist, such as electrons, quarks, and so on, there might be multiple dark particles as well, right? But in latest research, scientists have considered a form of dark matter that, say, decays into a lighter particle, and a massless particle, which is known as the dark photon. As more and more dark matter decays over time, they reasoned that its gravitational pull would have lessened, and thus the expansion of the universe would have sped up, relieving the Hubble tension. But that's just an assumption.
Yeah, and another factor is inconstant dark energy. Ever since its discovery in 1998, that expansion of universe is accelerating, cosmologists have included a repulsive dark energy in their model of cosmic evolution, but its nature still remains a mystery. The simplest possibility is that dark energy is cosmological constant, the energy of space itself, with a constant density everywhere. But there's a catch: that what if amount of dark energy in the universe isn't constant? So one of the explanation is that an extra dose of dark energy in early universe, dubbed early dark energy, could reconcile the conflicting values of Hubble constant, and the outward pressure of this early dark energy would have sped up the universe expansion. And I guess further research in coming years will give us more insight into this. Right, Shweta?
Very true.
Okay. That's it for this episode, guys. Don't forget to join us for next week for another episode. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. See you.